Hey, it's your friend SJ, and welcome to the Wellness and Wellies podcast. Hey friend, welcome to today's episode. We are talking post-Easter weight loss. I'm going to give you 7 steps to help you get back on track if you feel that perhaps you need to refocus your health and fitness efforts, and particularly if weight loss is your goal. But before we get started, I just want to say, like, happy Easter. Like, what a joyful time of year it is. The resurrection of Christ, this sense of like renewal, of feeling like there's a new start in the air. And for me as a Christian, like, this is such a wonderful season. You can feel this sense of spring coming. You can feel this sense of like renewal and rebirth. And what an amazing gift it is that Jesus died on the cross for us to forgive our sins so that we can be renewed. And I really, really like, there is a scripture from the Bible that I just thought that I would share with you that really resonates with me at the moment at this time of year. And it is from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and this is the NIV version. And it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, and the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." And I love the emphasis that we can get from this verse about the transformative power of Christ's resurrection, the symbolizing of a new beginning for us as believers. And just as Christ's resurrection brings about a new creation, we are, as believers, also offered like this sense of a fresh start and the opportunity for spiritual renewal as well through our faith in Him. And that kind of often can sort of feel like a fresh start and a new like era moving into spring. Whether you believe or not, like, I really think that spring can be a real time where we get this sort of feeling of, you know, we're moving into a new season, we're moving into, you know, we're thinking about summer, we're thinking about all the exciting things that are coming ahead. And post-Easter, we can start to think about whether, you know, we have got a holiday maybe coming up, maybe we have overindulged, maybe you've overindulged on the old Easter eggs at Easter. And there is often sort of around this time of year, a lot of people will refocus their health and fitness efforts. And it might be because you're thinking about a holiday. It might be because you are perhaps feeling a little bit of guilt over the amount of chocolate that you have consumed over the Easter period. So that's why I thought I would bring you this episode today, because I know for a lot of you, you might be refocusing those efforts. And I just kind of want to give you a bit of a leg up, a little bit of support, a bit of encouragement, and some ideas and things that I'm sure these are things that you know, but often we kind of need to hear them repeatedly so that we can get them sort of really embedded into our day-to-day routine. And I think it's also important to remember, first of all, that this isn't about beating yourself up and giving yourself a hard time. It's really challenging to live a healthy lifestyle in the world that we live in. And I know the majority of you that listen to me are in the US, in Canada, in Australia, in the UK. Like, in these countries, food, and particularly like ultra processed food, is everywhere. And these high fat, high sugar, packaged Easter eggs really are all over the place. And it's really difficult to kind of resist it. And I'm sure if you're a mum like me and you've got kids, like, your kids have been given a whole load of Easter eggs and you've tucked them away somewhere to try and stop them from eating them all at once. But it's a bit of a temptation because they're in the cupboard and you kind of want to eat them as well. So I hear you. I feel you. I am on this journey with you. And in full transparency, one of the reasons that I'm bringing you this episode is because, quite frankly, I need a bit of a kick up the butt. Like, I have been doing a job where I spend quite a lot of time like sitting down, and I really noticed the knock-on effect on like particularly my weight, but also just how I feel. So we're going through this process together. You are not on your own. And I just thought I'd share some of the things that I've been thinking about and starting to action so that they're going to help you if weight loss is your goal. I do also have a number of tools, some free resources, and some paid resources that you can grab. And all of those are, as always, linked in the show notes. And I'll talk you through those as we go through the 7 steps. Okay, let's start off with step number 1, which I refer to as mindful eating. Now, I think it's important to say that mindful eating here isn't about like counting calories, which of course is something that you can do. It's actually, side note to this, is something that I'm doing just to kind of refocus my efforts. But mindful eating is about really thinking quite carefully about the food that you are consuming. So it doesn't mean you have to restrict yourself. It doesn't mean that you have to take things away. But it's just about being aware of what it is you're eating, when you're eating it, and also like the reason behind you're eating it. The reason behind why you are eating it. So for example, I'm not saying that you should stop eating chocolate, but mindfully eating chocolate is very different from just consuming chocolate out of habit. So for example, post-Easter, maybe you've got some Easter eggs lying around in the cupboard, maybe your kids. Now, just absent-mindedly, like just eating those and just consuming those without actually being really, really aware of what you're eating and how much you're eating, is not being mindful. But one of the things that I'm doing at the moment, just to be a little bit more mindful about what I'm eating and how much I'm eating, is yes, I'm still eating some chocolate, but I'm being quite careful about, you know, when I'm eating it. I'm really sitting down and actually enjoying the process of eating that food. Now, another example of this is for our roast dinner at Easter. We went and we picked up a really high quality piece of meat from the farm shop that is part of the estate that my other half, Tim, works on. And we, you know, we spent quite a bit of money on that piece of, on that roast meat, but it was really worth it. And it was a very mindful process of, you know, being thankful for the food that we've got, acknowledging where it has come from, and enjoying it for what it is. So think about practicing mindful eating, thinking about considering what you are putting onto your plate, how you are eating that food, when you are eating that food, and just checking yourself in with this process. Okay, number 2 is all about hydration, because it's so easy to confuse feelings of hunger can actually be feelings of thirst in disguise. So make sure that you are staying hydrated. One of my top tips when it comes to hydration is to actually drink water first thing in the morning before you grab that cup of coffee, is actually drink some water. So my way of doing this is I've got one of those like insulated cups. I don't have one of those really expensive Stanley ones, but that kind of thing. And I fill that up the night before with really, really cold water, maybe some ice. And then I put it in my bedroom. And then in the morning when I wake up, it's still really nice and cold. And I just drink some of that. And that really helps your body to wake up. It helps you to get rid of that kind of like sleepy sort of feeling. And you're setting yourself up for success because you're giving yourself some really good hydration before you think about getting the caffeine. Now, the great thing we know about water as well is that it's amazing because it helps to flush out toxins, and it really does help our body to digest our food better as well. So water is definitely a winner for us on the weight loss journey. Okay, number 3, surprise, surprise, coming from me, move your body. Finding some form of physical activity that you like to do, that is part of your daily routine, and moving your body, having movement in your body, is crucial for weight loss. I mean, I've done so many podcasts about exercise, the types of exercise, weight training, you know, how to fit exercise into your day-to-day life. I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but really what you want to be doing is aiming for like what we refer to as moderate exercise. So 30 minutes of moderate exercise, like most days of the week. So moderate exercise is moving your body in a way that increases your heart rate so that you can still have a conversation whilst you are taking part in that activity, but it's obviously raising your heart rate above its normal level. Now, I know that it's hard to find the time for exercise. I get it, I understand. And it's also really confusing to understand what type of exercise you should be doing as well, particularly for us as women. If we are, you know, sort of like having a regular cycle, if you're going through menopause and not being like not wanting to put our bodies under too much stress. So this is why one of the tools I have got for you is my weight loss framework. The link to that is in the show notes. The weight loss framework is an online course that you can do at your own pace that takes you through the process of setting goals for yourself. It helps you to get organized so that you can find the time for your health and fitness goals. And it also helps you to refocus your nutrition, the food that you're eating. It gives you some help with meal planning, gives you some ideas for recipes and things like that. And also it really helps you to figure out like what exercise you want to be doing and when you're going to fit that into your schedule. Now, alongside the weight loss framework online course, you also get 3 one-to-one coaching sessions with me. So we ideally do those once a month. So we, at our first session, we talk about goals. We go through the process of goal setting together. In the second one, we sort of start looking at your diary and tweaking where you're going to find the time to do the exercise or the meal prep that you might want to do. And the third session really is about sort of honing in on that, figuring out what exercise you want to do, and then looking at the progress that you've made over the previous few months. Now, as well as the course, the 3 hours of coaching with me, you also get access to my digital planners. So you get the She Rises planner, which is your day-to-day planner. And you also get access to the Rest Fuel Move planner, which is the health and fitness planner. So all of those come very, very nicely together. And because we are in the season of renewal and rebirth, I have actually massively discounted the weight loss framework. And through the month of April, you're going to be able to get that at the hugely discounted cost. At the end of April, it will go back up in price. So if this is something that you're thinking about doing, maybe you need some help, some support to refocus your health and fitness journey, set some realistic goals, all of those sorts of things, go and grab that. At the end of April, it does go back up in price. So let's go back to this number 3, moving your body. Incorporating activity into your routine is crucial for weight loss. It's crucial for all of the things, for, you know, helping your heart, your lungs, building muscle, which is really important, particularly if you are going through the menopause. Having that muscle and really helping your body to be strong physically. But moving your body is so important for your mental health as well. And I'll just tell you a quick story about sort of what's going on for me at the moment. So where we've moved, I found it really difficult to find a gym that I like. Like, the options when it comes to gyms are really limited. I wanted to use the gym to kind of go out and get to know people. But the one that's sort of close to home and is realistic for me to access really is quite like disappointing. I'll be honest with you, I'm quite disappointed with it. I don't feel that it is serving the community very well. People aren't being shown and inducted how to use the gym, and it's just really not very well maintained. So I've sort of went and I tried it a couple of times. It didn't work for me. So I've had to go back to like what I've been doing for years and years, which is working out at home. And I love cycling. Those of you that know me, I have, before I had Chloe, I used to spend a lot of time competing in cycling events and races and doing some long distance sort of 100-mile endurance rides at the weekends. So I decided that I'm going to invest in a Peloton. I've had that at home for like 3 weeks now, and I'm really, really glad that I took the step to do it. It was quite an investment, obviously, and it's not something that I rushed into, which is why I tried the gym first. But I love cycling. So this is what I'm saying to you, is to find out what is that physical activity that you love to do that you're going to be able to actually build into your daily routine. For me, it's cycling, it's getting on that bike, it's doing some weight training as well. And for you, it could be something different. It could be getting up and going to the swimming pool. It could be like going out for your dogs, with your dogs for a walk in the morning, or going for a run. Like, kudos to you if you are a runner. I was not built for running. But just find what it is that you love. And again, if you struggle to do this, like, get yourself on the weight loss framework, because that's the kind of thing that we can talk about and we can work through together and really find out, you know, what it is that you love to do exercise wise and find a way to incorporate it into your day-to-day routine. Okay, next up is about goal setting. So number 4 is about setting realistic goals. And again, this is something that is part of the weight loss framework, the online course. And it's also something that we'll spend some time working through in one of those 1-hour coaching sessions. But really what I'm trying to say to you through this is setting realistic goals. So instead of aiming for like a rapid weight loss and being sucked into this idea of, you know, if you drink this shake or if you eat this bar, you're going to lose like 1 million pounds overnight, which just isn't going to happen. Really focus on something that is like realistic and achievable. So here's another example from my life at the moment. We're going on holiday and we're going to be doing a cruise to the Norwegian fjords in a month's time. And I have said to myself, like, I know I'm going to go on that cruise ship and I know I'm going to eat probably quite a lot of food, and I don't want to deprive myself. I don't want to be giving myself like a hard time thinking, oh gosh, like I've got to count all the calories and that sort of thing. So I've actually set myself a bit of a goal between now and when we go on holiday, which is 4 weeks, just to lose a few pounds, because that's going to help me feel that sense of, you know, giving myself permission to eat the food that I want without having a huge negative impact on my weight loss journey, on my health and fitness progress as well. So, but I know that over 4 weeks, I'm not going to lose 2 stone. Like, that would just be ridiculous. But I know that a healthy weight loss is about 1 to 2 pounds a week. So in my head, I'm thinking I've got 4 weeks. My goal is to lose somewhere between 4 and 8 pounds before I go on holiday, and I will be really, really happy with that. So make sure that you are setting realistic goals, weight loss goals that are sustainable, because we don't want to be on this like crazy roller coaster ride of losing weight and putting it on and that sort of thing. And be patient with yourself and remember to celebrate like the small victories along the way, whether it's fitting into like a pair of jeans, whether it's the fact that you've made like a healthier food choice. Just give yourself a pat on the back when you hit these milestones along the way. Okay, number 5, we are talking about planning ahead. So I mean planning your meals, your snacks in advance, so that you can stay on track with your weight loss, making sure that your kitchen has like is stocked with lots of healthy options. And you know, if you can do some meal prep ahead, like make your life as easy as possible for yourself and make healthy eating more accessible. So having a plan can really help to prevent those like impulsive food choices that you might have when you're like, okay, I've had a really busy day at work. What am I going to do? Am I going to go and hit the drive-thru? Or do I actually have something in my freezer that I've prepped in advance that I can heat up? And that's going to be a really, really good healthy choice. Now, in the show notes, there is a link to grab my free meal prep guide. It just gives you some basic tips on like doing how to organize your meal prep, how to like get things sorted in your kitchen and that sort of thing. And there's also some really like helpful healthy recipes on there as well. I hope you enjoy it. The link to that is in the show notes as well. All you need to do is click the link, pop your email address in, and that will then come over to you automatically. It is attached as a PDF, so you can just download the PDF, you can look at it on your phone, or you can print it off if that is helpful for you. Okay, number six is seeking support. Finding people around you who are there to support you. Like, whether that is like your friends or your family, or what is often quite common, it's actually like the people that you don't know who can be the most supportive in your weight loss journey. So for example, if you have the goal of maybe losing weight, like sometimes your immediate network can sometimes be a little bit negative. If you lack that support, then go and find it elsewhere. Go and find people who, you know, are going to lift you up, who are going to encourage you, who are going to support you on this journey that you have. Now, I have used, there's two sort of online like workout platforms that I have used in the past, and one that I'm using, and I'm using them both at the moment. And both of them come with supportive communities. They come with a group of people who are focused on the same achievements and outcomes as you. And I have found those kind of online communities extremely helpful. And if you're not in a position to maybe invest in like something like the weight loss framework, where you get some coaching from me, and you, as part of that program, you get the coaching from me, but you also get access to me on Voxer for 3 months, and you can check in with me and I will message you back and say, come on, you can do it, and all of the, you know, encouragement kind of things. If you're not in the place for that right now, but perhaps you might be able to join like a free Facebook group where there's other people who are, you know, on a weight loss journey like you are, and that you can find like some help and support. Or maybe there's a local running club, or one of the best things that you could actually do is go and do parkrun. Now, you don't have to run parkrun. Like, parkrun is a 5K run, jog, walk, but there's an amazing community of people at those things. It's staffed completely by volunteers. You could run, you could go and help out, but it would just get you around people who have this perspective on a healthy life, that exercise is important. So just think about where you could find that and how you can get that kind of support. And of course, that support is what is completely underlying when it comes to being part of my weight loss framework. You get that coaching from me, you get that support from me for 3 months. Okay, number seven. And I think this is really important, and I mentioned this at the start of today's episode, is about practicing self-compassion, being kind to yourself, and remembering that weight loss is not always like a linear, straightforward journey, and setbacks really are normal. Like, eating a couple of Easter eggs over Easter is normal, but it's obviously is going to have like an impact on your weight loss. But I think it's important to accept this as part of the process and not to use it as an excuse to give up. So be kind to yourself, practice self-compassion along the way, and instead of focusing and dwelling on like the slip-ups or the bumps in the road, like, focus what you can learn from them and use those as an opportunity to grow in this journey. Because weight loss and your weight loss goal is just one step in your journey. It doesn't define you. And if you get to that goal, it really is about living a healthier life. Like, the whole point of this process is about longevity. It's about improving your health, your well-being, your physical health, your mental well-being for as long as God has decided that you are going to be on this planet. Now, don't be put off. Don't feel daunted, because I know that it can do. With the right mindset and the right strategies, your weight loss goal is completely achievable. And remember, by practicing these things that I've just mentioned, so your mindful eating, staying hydrated, moving your body, that realistic goal setting, having a plan for planning ahead, and making sure that you're seeking support in the right place, but also being kind to yourself on this journey, you're going to get back on track with your weight loss goals, and you're going to be feeling your absolute best in no time. And remember, it isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Have an amazing week, my friends. Don't forget to snag your spot on the weight loss framework. It is at a massively reduced price through April. I'm really looking forward to helping you and supporting you in your progress, in your journey towards feeling the happier, healthier version of you.